Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this November the 18th on the West Coast and November the 19th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, especially all those in the U.S. military. We pray for your safety and your speedy and healthy return to dry land, as we call it. Over there, they call this country the world, but now the world is a very big place, and the world is wherever we hang our hat, isn't it? Also, we'd like to welcome those folks listening in on Blog Talk Radio, and got to summarize a few things that happened today. Didn't get much sleep, but that happens when you come out with a new article. The Fort Hood article is out on my website, directlightproductions.com. You can click on articles and you'll get the index, and it's right there at the top. Fort Hoodwinked, newest false flag shooting story riddled with holes. This is a summarization of some deep research that I did over a period of a week or so, actually a little more than a week, but with the task of writing a piece about what really happened, my insights, and what I'm hearing is that this is a very accurate story. I was on the Rick Adams Uncensored show on republicbroadcasting.org this evening for 2 hours, and we had some very good questions come in from callers. Of course, we were talking about the roots of these problems and the phony personalities that we have posing as our world leaders. I say phony because they're not who they claim to be. And in the case of this Fort Hood shooter, we have another personality that's been created out of thin air. And the mainstream media is, for public consumption purposes, otherwise known as propaganda, are lying to us about who this person is and about the role he's been playing. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. We didn't talk about it much last night. I'm sure the topic will come up at some point. We're hearing from other sources now. I was sent something by Dr. Rebecca Carley that many of the descriptions we've been giving about what's going on in the Ukraine are very accurate, although we're not given attribution for the statements that came out on this show or on Drew Raines, A Marine's Disquisition, or on A. Truat's The Story Behind the Story. And that's okay. People like to bring out the facts. If they're accurate, I'm happy, because we're all attempting to get at the truth here. So no one person takes credit for the truth is the point that I'm making. That said, the truth has many different ways of revealing itself to us, and I'm not the only one that sees the truth. There are others. Some are afraid to speak about it. Some are just beginning to recognize it, and there are others that have devoted the majority of their lives in the same pursuits. And so it comes in many different ways. Tonight's guest is a perfect example of that, and I've only known this gentleman for a couple of weeks. I actually met him on a radio show on Truat's The Story Behind This Story, and I was fascinated with the amount of information he has and the perspective that he has, because I find it fits like a glove with my own, and I'm sure with my listeners as well. And so I invite back for the second night in a row, in fact, this is a first on the schedule, Dr. Mike Castle. Welcome to Evident Footprints, Mike.
Well, thank you so much again, Don, and I'm really honored to be the second night in a row.
Well, that means you've got a pretty important message, and I certainly knew that we weren't going to get it all in one shot. So,
well, I appreciate your foresight. Appreciate your foresight on that. And there's just so many other things going on. It's just, you know, how do you fit in things that, in fact, are dealing with maybe other subject matters to some degree, but quite frankly, it all fits into this massive debacle that is in our midst, and the types of individuals that, in fact, are also in our midst, and they are liars, they're thieves, they're racketeers, they're gangsters, they're killers. They're just not really human, in my opinion. You can't be human and still have this type of hatred for other human beings. It's just not, whether you're a Christian or not, you just can't have that type of cold-blood killer instinct. And that's what outrages me as much as anything. And so I just spend my time, in fact, going through things I've worked on for years. And that's trying to reverse some of this, because there's very few things that are going to be coming to our rescue. And besides that, if somebody tells you they're going to be coming to your rescue, run the other way. Run the other way. That's exactly what today's world is all about. Wouldn't it be scary being a young child right now? Wouldn't it be just absolutely terrifying being a young kid? Even a teenager today, it's just like, this is so bizarre, you really can't even fathom. That's why it's no speaking. Nobody speaks this. Nobody talks this. But it's the reality of these things that are in our midst, and we've got to do something about it, or we'll stand in the water until they go ahead and turn it up to incinerate.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
exactly.
Never jump out. Never jump out.
Now, Mike, I'm going to interrupt just for a second here, because I'm sensing something might happen, technically speaking. And Seth, I'm wondering if you're hearing me and paying attention. I can't even text you right now, so I may have to go into a reset mode here. So, Mike, I'm going to ask you to speak and keep talking and. Until you hear me say I'm back, and then I might want you to continue on.
Okay. Well, I do that fairly well. If I speak about something, as I said before, Don, there's one thing that I've kind of glommed on to being gaining a small amount of notoriety for, is that I just keep saying the same thing. I never change my story. I never change any of the facts I have amassed. I keep, in fact, drawing conclusions that are not finite, but then again, they won't allow water to run through them, because there's too many people out there that are playing this game. I named that the big game in my methodic demise of Natural Earth back in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue this is how big it was back then. But then I suspected that all of this, in fact, was going down the rat hole. Not a rabbit hole.
Yes.
And then again, in today's world, there's one thing that you should do, and that is to speak. And don't ask anybody if you can speak, nor give your opinion. Always give your opinion.
Yes. And well, I'm going to give my opinion right now, and hopefully Seth is hearing this. I have no way of knowing if he is. If he's trying to communicate with me, it's not working. So I'm going to be sort of in the background, silent, for a few moments, but if you would, for the new listeners, give a little bit of your background and a brief summary of what we've discussed last night, so we can continue from that point, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
The discussion last night was sort of there and over here and over there, and I'm back over here a little bit, and then we went over there. That's the kind of, it is an exciting place, because it's not really here. It's out there somewhere. I think I told you, and I'm not certain if I got all the story in, Don, about the group of stars called the Pleiades. I found out a lot about this group, this cluster of stars that's also called the Seven Sisters. I found out that that is also in the Hopi language as being the star that they believed that the entire universe actually orbited this, actually rotated around this massive star called Alcyone. They happen to call that Alcyone, but they spelled it differently. They spelled it with C-I-O-N. It's spelled A-L-C-Y-O-N-E, but they spelled it differently, and it still stands today as being Alcyone. I found that there's two blue alpha stars that counter-rotate this massive 4.5 magnitude star. On the beta star of this, of the two that counter-rotate that massive star, we've got no dimension or perspective on how large that is. However, there is a planet that in fact rotates, around the beta star. And that planet, I just gave it a name because I can remember what it was. I just called it Alcyone 2. Therein lies five different groups of beings. And one of those beings is very prominent. They are the Pleiadians. Obviously, they would be coming from that region. The Pleiadians have been here for a very long time. No one told me that, but it in fact came to me that these beings do exist, and they've been here before man actually was on this planet, is what I understood. There's other four other species of beings on that planet. Now, the unique thing about it is this planet is as big as our Jupiter. It has the same properties. It has atmosphere. It has water. It has land. And it is completely covered with trees. Trees, as I was told, very close to being somewhat like the giant sequoias, but these trees have a between a 3 and 5 mile girth at the base of the tree. If anybody can fathom that. They're not beings. They're not treated like beings, but in fact they do nothing to them. There's no such word as harvesting or cutting or killing or anything. These trees, in fact, have an indigenous part of that world. The other four species that are there, which include Zeta Reticula, those little beings are everywhere. And it goes on down to the fifth species, which, in fact, I don't know if I told you this. Do you know what that fifth species is?
I'm back, by the way.
Okay.
Well, I was going to do my Arnold impersonation. I'll be back. Or either that or run, Forrest, run. I caught the tail end of that. So
the fifth species is Sasquatch. That's what we call Sasquatch.
Now, did I speak with you on that, or was that with Truant that I had that discussion?
I don't know. This is what I've been saying ever since I found this out 3 years ago. So I don't know. But I know that, in fact, was told. There is a species there that they, in fact, also recognize. Those are giants. Obviously, with a place that big, there are giants. And they're first cousins. They're like outlaw motorcycle guys. And they kind of go around many, many, many galaxies within interorbits of other galaxies and stuff. And I think at one time, weren't those, in fact, called the Anunnaki?
Mm-hmm. Or Anunnaki, yeah.
Anunnaki? However you pronounce it.
I think Sitchin said Anunnaki.
Anunnaki? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'd never really listened to a lot that Sitchin said. I really have not. I didn't go into that fold. I was too busy working over here on chemtrails back when he was on the Art Bell show all the time. Mm-hmm. I just never really caught him, but he was a very gifted man in where he got his information. And no, I didn't read all the stuff that Billy Meyer, I think you did ask me that, because that was mm-hmm. also the Pleiadians. No, I looked at the photographs up, but I never studied that. I just didn't need to study anything at that time. And it was kind of unique that, in fact, that's what he was talking about. But I guess where I'm going with the whole conversation is these beings and those planets and those star systems and those galaxies, they all belong to a unified federation of some sort, is what I've been told. And there is an entire grouping of beings. Is there a hierarchy and so on and so forth? Well, as I understand, Don, most of them, in fact, will point to the Creator. So, yes, they believe in a God, a Creator, as many believers here on this planet do. And so there's where it sort of takes a step backwards, is I believe that this thing called Morgellons, and I'm just going to stick to my story until the day we find out exactly who invented this thing called Morgellons. I've done the patent search, as I said last night. I read through MIT stuff. What was glaring is before me is that they never put anything together in the abstract, and then in the body of the patent, they never really made any claims as to what they started with to make this, these things that they attached all these other weaponry, armament to. So that was kind of odd. I never read a patent that didn't tell you how they made the thing that they started with.
Or why MIT, they made it.
Or why, exactly. Yeah. But nonetheless, I believe that this was brought here a long, long time ago. And it's just now coming to the surface in the days that was spoke about in the Bible as revelations. Some of those things that, in fact, are coming forth right now could be the vials that were spoke about in the Bible and the pouring out of the vials. And mm-hmm. well, many of those things, in fact, are they have relationships to the types of things that we're talking about today and their horrification of what they really are, what they're designed to do, plagues and all sorts of destruction. And it's just like, why is this? Why do we have a world that's got these things in it? Because we also have dark forces and evil. That's the other thing that these entities out there that are good recognize as well, that on this planet there is something very deep and very dark. I would surmise, based on that, maybe even postulate, that darkness also exists in other places, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, my perception of this and what you're saying is bringing this out at this very moment, is that you have these two dichotomies. You know, the whole universe is nothing but dichotomies for the purpose of balance. You can't have hot without cold, and you can't have cold without hot. And all of the opposite comparisons that we have, the balance of the universe is based upon the existence of dichotomous situations in all of creation. And so those that are on the spectrum of evil probably don't even see what is good, because if they did, they would possibly try to pursue it. So they justify their actions by claiming the evil that they do is the good, being the dichotomy of the laws of
right.
creation in their actions.
Right.
And on the other end of the spectrum, those that are good don't feel that this, they can't imagine that this evil is actually as evil as it is, because they just see the good. Or at least some aspect of them does, and the rest of their consciousness is focused on illusion.
Well, so many I'll use the language of, I believe they have sold their soul to the dark side and to the evil for money, for the promise of money or for the collection of wealth and shiny things. And they probably do see that there's nothing wrong with that. They compare themselves with the status quo, such as in academia, such as in the military, such as in health services on this planet anyways. All these things that are in fact manifest itself in doing good and healing, they've done exactly the opposite. And so they're stuck there with that thing sitting on top of them. And boy, it's a lot bigger than an 800-pound gorilla. But it's sitting on top of them and any goodness that they have. It, in fact, shadows them every day, but they continue. And as I did last night, my appeal is for those people just to simply change your heart. That's as simple as it can be, is just mm-hmm. changing your heart. Oh, do you have to fall down? You have to go to church? You have to? No. No, just reckon with you and your Creator, because you have got the same Creator that I have. And I know that is very, very hard to believe that He loves us, but He does. That's the one thing these other beings cannot do, Don. They cannot love. That's why they hate us.
Yes, I often say that... In their long-range goal to become gods themselves, right. they can only do so by being the dichotomy of the creation, which is based upon expansion. And what they do is destructive, and it has to implode upon itself, doesn't it?
Yes.
To be that dichotomy. And
yes.
And therein lies the error of their ways. Their own system, which they see, has to be secret and has to operate in the dark, in the shadows, or in the total blackness of space, is so fear-based and so much based on illusion that it really doesn't even exist, in a sense. Yet
right.
to them, it's everything.
It's everything. They believe that everything is, in fact, worth any pain or suffering that they may have to go through in their mental state. They can do so at will, propped up by the use of various types of psychotronic drugs, and that gives them an excuse just to do this thing and have no thoughts whatsoever about it. Someone called those individuals scions, and I know you know a lot about that. But many of them, in fact, have got lineages that would suggest that they're not all who we think they are. They are embedded into all of the agencies in this United States, as I've said many times, in the military. The Pentagon, and all these have in fact turned rogue on its citizens. I just read something that somebody sent me, that the U.S. Air Force in fact is requiring mandatory vaccines for all personnel and children for H1N1 swine flu vaccines. MacDill Air Force Base is straightforwardly cited in this, and a spokesman for the U.S. Air, I'm sorry, people in the Air Force, it's Air Farce at this point. In fact, the spokesman said their jobs, in fact, depend on it. All they got to do is kick them out of the military if they don't have their kids vaccinated with something that has these particular entities in it that should scare the living bejesus out of most people. But then again, if they're going to be taking the vaccine, their children are going to be taking the vaccine, so what? So what's supposed to happen? Well, you know, let's just hope that your child remains intelligent, they maintain their intellect, they don't go into depressions, they don't go into immunization problems where their own immunities, in fact, attack their own body. Let's just hope those things don't happen. But then again, that is called the norm right now for those. And I really believe that what's coming is going to be the recombinant mutation of this, which is going to be even more virulent than what we see today. It's like on a schedule of some sort. It's like it's supposed to happen in this particular sequence. And I remember that gentleman that David Icke wrote about in 2001, an anonymous, wrote a letter, and I never forgot that. And this person was somewhere inside. It's the first one I ever heard about, but from anonymous. And in fact, they described the two things that stood out: the entire North American continent would be nothing more than a great park, a great nature's park with very few inhabitants except for some points of stewardship or some like caretakers or something like that. And the other thing was that the kill shot would be a mutation of the Spanish H1N1A strain. It would be a mutation from that. That sounds like what's coming right at this world. Now, I've not heard anything about the Ukraine because that's pneumonic plague, whatever one they rolled out there, whoever is doing that, we'll finally get the whole story on that. I know because there's people like yourself, Don, that have been persistent in finding out the truth. So all this is going to roll out, but it's still in our midst, and we can't just shove it aside. Meanwhile, back at this ranch, we got all these other things going on. So lies about the jobs and lies about everything, just lies and lies. It's a depressing merry-go-round, but it's the matrix. It's what you're supposed to fear. It's what you, in fact, are told to do. You're supposed to be this way. You're supposed to eat this kind of food. You're supposed to take these kind of meds. You're supposed to live in this matrix tube here. And you know what I found out works best for the matrix? A sledgehammer. Really mm-hmm. works good.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you're describing, Mike, are all the different components of the matrix. And ultimately, you know, if you say to yourself, follow the money, always remember that. Follow the money. Mm-hmm. And all these concepts that you're talking about are based upon a consciousness that we're bombarded with from birth, basically, that the only value in the purpose of life is to accumulate things, mm-hmm. and that could be in any physical form. The way they are, they come out with every possibility one can imagine, except those things that bring absolute health, absolute happiness to everyone. Of course, I'm speaking absolute prosperity. That's the one thing that they cannot tolerate. And if their system was all that they tout it to be, why is the world in such chaos? You ask yourself that question. Mm-hmm. Just to ask yourself that question from the outset. Why is the world in the chaos that it's in? Well, I would suggest that the fish stings from the head down. And therefore, those that lead the world are the cause of the world's demise. Pure and simple. You're going to blame it on the slave societies that you've created throughout the planet. You're going to hold them accountable for the inadequacies of this brilliant system that has allowed you to amass wealth to the detriment of everyone else on the planet. Yes, I really have a hard time imagining what I know about God that God could have screwed up that much.
No, yeah, right. No, it's for the collection of all the shiny things. And it's the greed factor. We are trained, as you said, almost from birth, in fact, to be like that, to gather wealth, to do whatever is needed to be done to win. And it's always been that push, in fact, to spend yourself doing something to make all that money to live in nothing but misery and self-consciousness that, in fact, that you've got to have medication, in fact, just to keep yourself awake because you're afraid to go to sleep. Well, there's a whole lot of people out there that are like that, and they laugh at us when we talk about their conditions, but I don't want to live in their world or any facsimile thereof. I know who these individuals are, and aren't they ugly? I've never seen such ugly beings in my entire life. Just knowing whom they must be and what they must be, homosexual, inbred, satanic, worshiping beings, I want nothing to do with that, and no, you don't own the resources that, in fact, that I use every single day, because you don't give back. We at least are trying to give something back to this world and make it something that our seed can enjoy and with liberty and freedoms, and you feel that that's yours to take. Well, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And Don, when there's names that are passed around and you see them for years and years and years, I know I get on the nerves of people that, in fact, are the advisors. And one that always comes up, and I'm just like Webster Tarpley, I just really, really enjoy putting his name out there because he's very, very involved in this genocide. He was involved in this with the Pol Pot and bragging about funding those murderous young men and women during that era in Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia. Yeah, and his name is Zygmunt Brzezinski, and I know he just really hates me to say that word. Well, it's his name, but it's a representation of somebody who has a devious, maniacal mind like he does, because he hates all of humanity so much. I've said before, arrest this man, and in fact, put him in Gitmo for a while. Take Henry Kissinger while you're at it. Put those these men are our modern-day terrorists.
Oh, I agree. And I would love to have them listen to Slim Whitman records through eternity.
and feed them nothing but GMO. MSG on everything.
And I don't really mean to insult Slim Whitman, but anything, just repeatedly over and over and over, you see. Watch Enzyte commercials or McDonald's commercials or, you know, something that humanity has been propagandized with for years and years and years. And unfortunately, you know, people don't realize they're so immersed in the game that they don't see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most difficult part about waking up and realizing that there are other things in the universe. There are reasons why the universe exists and that we're lied to about its purpose or its existence. We're lied to about other things that exist, life on other planets and people that inhabit other planets.
Right.
And the determination to quash any amount of the truth that might come out.
And you always ask yourself your question, why? Why were they like this? Why did they fabricate all these things just to, in fact, well, of course, the mushroom concept of feeding you crap and keeping you in the dark. But there's a reason why they've done this, and I highly suspect that maybe I may have come across this in what I wrote in that paper that I sent you a copy of, the reversing paper.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, in fact, that was intentional because they would just appear out of nowhere. They, in fact, are part and parcel of the minions that we've been talking about. Many of them don't really even probably know that that's their real lineage. They probably don't know that. Well, let me be the first to tell you, welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. But, you know, you guys are going to have to change your ways, because what you're doing, in fact, is doing everything you can to exterminate us as the humans of this planet. Well, does that beg to say that the invasion has already begun? Oh, it happened a long time ago, in my opinion, based on all this stuff and so many others out there, Don, that have started accumulating this information, like the one man was on, I believe it was Ren's show, who in fact, Wilhelmson, was that his name, Wilhelmson, started talking about these things, and again, Star Children. What, why is that such a conundrum? It's not, but it was suppressed. It was pulled back out of the Matrix main focal point because they don't want you studying this. But look at the other people that have went out and studied anyways. Look at what Richard Hoagland has found out. And they keep finding things out and, in fact, bringing them forward. And, of course, a lot of this is with the other side's finances and money and so on, but many times much of that work is not valid. Now, Richard Hoagland's work is, I believe, very valid, but many of these other entities that you see, such as the Chemtrails series on the History Channel about the, you know, all of that is propaganda to allow you to know, to lay it to you softly that, yeah, there's such things as chemtrails, but don't speak a whole lot about it, because see, we can get rid of hurricanes and we can do all these other things. And Dying Corps was right in the center of the entities that in fact said that they can in fact weight a hurricane down by spraying this powder in it that in fact would pick up 500 times its weight in water and cause it to in fact just melt into the ocean.
I suggested that some 20 years ago, when I first came into the knowledge of certain types of polymers, and I know you're referring to polymers, right?
Right. It's the cross-link acrylates. Yeah.
Yes.
And they were able to do that, but there again, there's that one corporation, Dying Corp.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere, but they're so entrenched in spraying these things in the atmosphere because, well, there's just more money there than you can believe, and I believe they've reverted to using other methods of deployment and transport, such as or pilotless aircraft, which, by the way, was perfected at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and UAVs, and other aerial platforms that we aren't really aware of yet. And some of them have invisibility and cloaking capability from the ground. You can't see them. They're there, but you can't see them. So put all these things together in one block area and say, well, all these things have come and went, but they've still been hidden from us, been obfuscated. There's always been a reason why. Because I believe that there are beings out there in this galaxy that knows exactly what we're going through right now and are, I'm not certain if they're going to give us information and messages to help us or to hinder us. I hope and pray that it's going to be to help us. But I know if somebody ever does come and save us, I already know what his name is.
Mm-hmm. I think I do, too.
Yeah.
In fact, I know I do.
I know I do.
In response to what you just said, I can tell you on this very show, We've gotten information and indication that we are being assisted, but these people are not to be considered our saviors. They are so filled with compassion and understanding about what's going on, and they have a godly dispensation or an angelic dispensation to assist us, and we see evidence of these proclamations. When I had General Jeremiah call into the show, unbeknownst to me, I had no idea this was going to occur. It just happened. Mm-hmm. And it was quite remarkable. And this is someone who is of this planet, who has, taken a very, very serious role as, let's say, as an ambassador. And as far as to whom or for whom, well, it's for us, and the to whom is to everyone else in the universe that's paying attention to what's going on here. See, there's a lot of truth coming out right now, Dr. Mike, that that is way beyond the comfort level of those that have been controlling the system, and also those who have been affected by it. But it does, because they don't understand it, or because they're operating within the box, within the matrix, from a perspective of a belief system and what that belief system requires them to do and be, they find great difficulty in accepting the fact that these things happen. But many people have seen spiritual manifestations or heard the voice of God and recognized that what it was they were hearing was something quite different from any other experience they had in their life. And it touched them in a way that they knew that this wasn't some kind of perverse technology being used on them, or a result of some toxin that they may have consumed. In fact, you don't reach these states of consciousness artificially. The powers that be here on this planet would use those types of methods to control us. But there are those people from other parts of the world that are very much like us, with a few exceptions, in that they have been around a lot longer, and they're much wiser, and they have heeded the counsel of that individual that we know as the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He visited their planets. They seem to have been able to get their issues straightened out, and are here to assist us in getting our issues straightened out. But we are responsible for these things, and those of us who are trying to make a change on this planet for the better are involved in that aspect. We're aligned with that purpose. So they're going to come and help those that are willing to help themselves.
Right.
But they're not going to interfere.
And we already know God wins.
Yes.
God and always wins. God will win. And see, why can't these people get this through their heads? They're going to fail. They're going to lose. But they lose it forever. Ever. Their spirit, whatever they have, never, ever comes back, ever, to life. Even eternal life, you can't, because their souls will be vanquished.
Yes.
Ever.
As part of the illusion, that's the inevitable outcome, isn't it?
That's the inevitable outcome. Their souls will be vanquished forever. Somewhere in the Bible, it's described. But be that as the ultimate consequences of their behaviors, their sins, their killer instincts of other humans and the innocents, taking the innocence, and this thing with the flu shots, mandatory vaccines, and Gardasil and everything, all that stuff, Don, just makes my skin crawl. I tell you it does. But then again, it parallels the same type of... there's not a really good magnitude word to describe it, but I just feel such horror, almost horror, when I'm thinking about Morgellons and how that is affecting not just humans but all life forms on this earth. And I see exactly what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to transmutate all life forms on this earth, and in that process exterminating at least 90% of all life forms as we know them on this planet. Who do they think they are in commencing on deploying on something like that? Now, they didn't ask me. I know they didn't ask you. They didn't ask anybody. They just commenced with this. And there's where I told you the last time I was on your show last evening, I sent a message by any channel that I thought was available to these beings in the Pleiades, reading about whom they are. And my only message that I sent was, I want to know how to shut this thing off. How do you shut this machine off, if it, whatever it is? I want to know where the off button is at. I might be the only one that's asking a question like that. Otherwise, that would just be pure insanity, wouldn't it?
Well,
but I have asked that question.
Yeah, it's quite obvious who's behind this. You see the links. I mean, imagine that you were sitting on the Security Council for the UN, okay, and whatever country you want to be from, you pick your poison. And imagine that, and no pun intended, and you're listening to a discussion about chemtrails being sprayed. Now, wouldn't a country professing through its mainstream media to be concerned about terrorism, to be concerned about encroachments into the land and the theft of its resources, or the fake issues of global warming and poverty and crime and all of these things they profess to be wiping out? Well, name one good thing the UN has done for one instance, but then imagine yourself sitting there and listening to this garbage, and you are trying to find answers about who is spraying these things over your country. You see, they deny it's occurring anywhere, and yet everyone, all the people in all the countries are seeing this happen.
Right.
And these people, these penguins, sitting in their leather-backed chairs with their earphones on because they don't speak the language and they have to have someone interpret it for them. I guess the point I'm making is, where does that person get any kind of relief? Where does that individual, who's a representative of the country to the rest of the world, why aren't these issues really resolved in a truthful manner? Well, it's quite obvious that the role of the UN is playing this overseer of the establishment of this new world order, this total enslavement and genocide of everybody on the planet.
It's strictly a framework. It's a framework, but it will be occupied by very, very different beings in the real near future, my opinion.
Oh, yes, yes, but, I mean, so you see that with the UN. Or why is it that all the military vehicles and the uniforms have to all of a sudden now be morphed into some representation of that same organization?
Right.
Why is it this organization has to control real estate through the UN OITC, the Office of International Treasury Control, that they say does not exist, yet they publish documents as to who controls it? And if you do some research, you find out that they're in the same building as Alan Greenspan in Washington.
Right.
You know,
why can't citizens just call their mere corporate agents, call their representatives, and ask them the questions that you just asked? How come we've got these chemtrails? How come we've got these military personnel doing this? And how come they've got alleged bank robbery during the Fort Hood shootings? And why can't you ask those questions and get an answer? You see, that's just it. You can ask all the questions you want, but it's, do you going to get an answer? No. You get the same old politicized, fossilized information that has been fed to you for so long because you've always bought it. And if you, in fact, resist, and if you, in fact, start spreading these kinds of rumors, well, hey, that's why I wrote something that would protect the breathable air column. I called it the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act. And I warned you, I just keep saying the same thing, Don. That is a sword. That would protect the air column across this planet if need be. If enough, in fact, just regular people endorsed this with a demand, and they took it to whomever they thought was in charge of their country, or sent it to them, and said, this is what we expect. It's a demand petition. Okay. That doesn't ask them any questions whatsoever. It's not for a debate. It's for a demand petition, in fact, to demand breathable air and to protect the air column from this point on, because it's not ours. It's every living life form on this planet. It's everything that is alive must have the breathable air column. I'm just pointing it out that they're putting this there, and outside of what rights do they have? Because the Air Force is so implicated into this going back many, many years, and the weather modification and the vaccines and all that stuff, you know, I just can't really find it in me to be respectful right now, at least of that one branch of the military.
Don't you understand, Dr. Mike, that you and I and anyone who flies on an airplane is responsible for the pollution because we bought a paper ticket and sat in a chair. We're responsible for that.
Well, see, I won't fly anymore because I refuse to go through TSA. So I can't fly anymore. Even though I'm a pilot, I won't fly anywhere unless it's going to be in my own aircraft. So,
well,
and then I don't file a flight plan.
You signed a piece of paper to own a piece of metal with four rubber wheels underneath it, and so you're responsible for the pollution there.
Right.
Even though you didn't manufacture it nor the fuel.
Right. Well, now, yeah. I can manufacture fuel, just so you know.
Well, I know that, but you get my point.
I'm a little bit different.
In respect to complaining to your respective representatives, whether it's on a local, county, state, or federal level, the fact that we're not getting any response tells us by transmutation or transitive property, I should say, that these people don't care. They don't give a damn.
They have sold their souls. They have sold out. They are corporate agents. That's all. That's why I call them mere corporate agents.
So let's get to the heart of this. To whom have they sold their souls? They didn't sell them to God.
To the corporate, to the warmongers, to the corporations that, in fact, make this grand business out of wars and killing. And anybody that, in fact, can want to control an entire nation by just controlling those weak-souled individuals that, in fact, cannot represent me, because I don't want representation of their likes, because they're not qualified to represent me. And I put that clearly as a person, one of them, that who allegedly represents me, Congressman T-Berry, here in Ohio. This man has done everything to vote just like the most flaming liberal that you can imagine, and he's a Republican. I want this man out of that office as a congressman of the United States, and I really do not care what all things he may have done that improved things here in Ohio. He's done nothing for me except make it worse in trying to stop this thing called chemtrails. I always put that at the top, Don, because I've been fighting it for so long. I just want this man to get out of my face. I want him to go away. Go back to real estate where he came from. Go back to something that he can handle and get out of the association, the thing with Battelle. He's a bought man. Well, we started talking last night about Battelle. By the way, are you familiar with that metal that was allegedly reverse engineered off of the Roswell thing called nitinol?
Yes, I've heard about it. I'm wondering if that was from Roswell or what was originally called the Cape Girardeau case. That's a case I investigated.
Okay, and that could be from there. Yes, sir, you're right. That could be from. But I remember they brought it to Wright Pat, and in fact, it ended up at Battelle Research Institute, and through years and years and years ago, I went through the Federation for Coding Technology, going through the chairs, and ended up the year before I was going to be president of that organization in coatings and paints and coatings and adhesives and that type of thing. I moved to Southern Indiana and kind of like gave up the entire thing, and I'm glad I didn't go through it. But I remember I had a lot of interface with Battelle at that time. And I just knew that these people had a whole bunch of money, but I never could figure out what they'd done to make money. What did they sell? Well, and the eventuality of it was they were completely propped up by monies back then. This was in the 80s. 80s and through the 90s. So that corporation has got such a vast store of information about every type of microbial life form on this earth. They claim to be the experts, and they probably are. But nonetheless, they have also the claim to, in fact, Lynn Horowitz always calls it, Dr. Horowitz calls it West Jefferson, West Jeff, where they developed the first flu. Those people all around here. And again, I know that T-Berry has been in bed with these people or vice versa for a long time. I want this man out of what's called representation in this Congress for me in these United States and a number of others, but I'm picking on him because the man and his aides, in fact, directly lie to you. You know, there's one of his legislative assistants, I guess they've got titles too, for T-Berry, and his name is Jason Dominguez. And he was in Washington, D.C., and he told me, after calling him, I called, and he said he would help me to get this thing I called the Unified Atmospheric Preservation Act into the right people. Oh, yes, he would just really, you know. And again, I've never had contact with T-Berry. Still haven't had contact with T-Berry. Just like Dennis Kucinich. They refuse to talk to me. Okay, well, fine. You know, have it your way. But with Dominguez, he said he would help get this. He agreed this. We need to, in fact, and he called me back 3 days later and said, well, sorry, Mr. Counsel, but we had a meeting here in the office, and we done some checking, and we don't believe you. What? No, we don't believe you. You don't believe what? He said, we don't believe you about the chemtrails. I said, Mr. Dominguez, let me ask you a question. I said, did you happen to check with the U.S. Air Force? Oh, yes, we did. We checked with the Pentagon. They said that's a big hoax. See, that's who we're dealing with at these levels in Ohio, at least. And I guarantee you, the same 25 to 30-year-old do-nothing idiotic, flunky aides, in fact, are infested throughout this United States working for these congressmen and representatives and senators. That's exactly what I feel about this United States and representation. So it does the same as does not exist.
Now, this wouldn't have anything to do with Israel, would it?
Oh, more than likely. Doesn't it always?
I'm sort of asking a facetious question there. Interesting. In fact, I sent you a communication today regarding an email I received.
Mm-hmm.
And this came on the heels of my Fort Hoodwinked article. I find it rather interesting that someone would approach me with the lure of co-writing a book, and this was offered to Dr. Orly Tates as well, which I have issues with because her husband works directly with the Novartis. But
right. That
said, if I were interested, who would this gentleman be? Well, it turns out that the email is alleging that this is Saul Budnick, who is in the aerospace industry, and I can, by association of some research that I did, tie this guy into Leo Wanta and the money laundering, these massive trillions. So there must be a lot of truth coming out in what we're talking about on these shows, and what I've been writing about, and others. And these are feeble attempts to sort of test to see, you know, what bait we're willing to bite.
Right.
And this is worth talking about on the show, because the listeners need to know that behind the scenes there are things going on when we bring out these truths. You may think we're a bit off the wall, and then all of a sudden a total stranger in purporting to be in Israel, but using broken English in the email, writes very lucidly in legal descriptions, you know, has a command of the English language beyond most people's ability, and yet writes something that is intended to sound like a displaced person.
Right.
And I don't doubt that this individual may be displaced anyway, but so just a little bit of 15 minutes of research, and I can come up with enough facts to show that there's something rotten in this, okay? But intuitively, using my discernment, I sense that we hit a nerve, or several nerves,
right,
by pointing out who is behind this thing at Fort Hood, who is behind the chemtrails, who is behind these vaccines, the whole kit and caboodle of the corruption. Because all you have to do is follow the money.
They must spend a tremendous amount of time and effort and worry, if there's such a thing for them as worry, but in trying to rearticulate the plan, the release of information, what they're going to be doing. Because this thing, I really believe that it's starting to unravel. It's going to unravel, and it's going to be like casting your fly rod out, and you look down and you've got a backlash, and that's what this is going to come to, is an extreme backlash, and everybody will just throw their hands up and say, what's the use? Okay, we're hoping that they get to that point before they cast their reels.
Yeah, or it's like, you know, shooting clay pigeons, you know, with buckshot, try to hit whatever they can. See what sticks to the wall.
Yeah. Well, Orly Tate, you mentioned her. There's something else that I've got sort of a situation with, and I've tried and tried and tried. I've looked through, I've not found one printed word of it, but they're having a Continental Congress, and I understand that she's there and giving speeches and so on and so forth, and I join in your reservation also about her husband being involved with Novartis. Now, these people just like come out of the woodwork, and boy, did she ever just come out of the woodwork from Russia, in fact, coming after Obama and his eligibility to be president of the United States. Okay, well, she got shot down, too, by Carter. Wasn't that the judge's name that just finally just said no?
And I predicted that would happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the pathway that was supposed to happen. Here's a legitimate judge, excuse me. In fact, trying to discern this particular issue, he's not going to do nothing of the kind, and we said that in the very beginning. But again, you've got this person, Orly Tate. Oh, and she's charming, and I read a bunch of emails that said, oh, you know, yeah, you go, girl, you know, you go. Wait a minute. Go where? But then I read through everything I can about this new, but the Continental Congress convening, and this gentleman who's the president of this meeting, nowhere do I see anything that I recognize except about liberty, a Declaration of Independence, about all these rights and violations and all this stuff. I don't know what they're doing, but I did not spot one word that said anything about the chemtrails being sprayed in the atmosphere. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. If there's going to be an America, we're going to have a breathable air column that we, in fact, can still survive in. Or my children, or my great-grandchildren, or great-great, you pick a level and an era. I demand that we have clean air, and I also demand that this stuff be taken down that has been put up to create these manifestations. But not one word of it, Because why would that be done? Because it's like, that's too environmental. We got a problem with these bunch of environmental greenies. Anyway, this has got nothing to do with this, ladies and gentlemen. This is about the survival of this planet in breathing. On Truot's show this evening, we talked about that. Oxygen deprivation-based diseases. And the one that really is at the top of that list is this thing that has also been identified in the chemtrails is called mycoplasma. Mycoplasma diseases. We don't even know that we have these things. But they were developed. They were Frankenstein by the Department of Army's research group and all those bizarre individuals. They've got to be partially from a different planet because they in fact seem to just hate all humanity. And these people are called our military, our defense. I suggest that, in fact, every single one of those individuals within the ranks of the military that belong to those types of black operations, all those things, be removed immediately. Send those guys to Gitmo? Well, yeah, let's send them to Gitmo, and then the blacks, in fact, can not make a decision on that. So it's just one of those things where we're not certain exactly what's coming down, but we know we're getting tired of everywhere we look, we've still got these same snake pits, these same individuals, these same beings. They're embedded in all the agencies, and I've really had a belly full on, Don. I don't know about you. I'm just speaking like Mars would. I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of every day, in fact, being hit in the face with something else that, in fact, is going to create another major catastrophe in this world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I just want them to get out of our face and let us live in tranquility. No, these are the warmongers. Well, listen, warmongers, pack your stuff up and drag up and go home, if you have a home, because we're tired of you. This entire world is tired of your presence because you are killers.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with everything you're saying there.
I'm just butcher blunt about this because, see, their propaganda can't sift through that, Don. Their propaganda, their methodologies of, in fact, diffusing certain pieces of information, this is not going to go away. This is just going to get worse, and then more people are going to tell you, boy, you were right about that, Don. Oh, I should have listened. Boy, you were right about that. Aren't you getting tired of hearing that already? I am. But saying again, I just keep saying the same thing. I don't extend it. I don't add things to it, except as they get worse, I add things, and I find more out for myself. I'll add to it. on how to reverse them, though. How to start reversing some of these things. That's the only thing we can do, or we can sit and complain every single day for the rest of our lives until it ends on how bad it is and what they're doing to us now. No one cares, do they?
Well,
not
yeah, you're dealing
cares.
With a multi-dimensional concept of various types of consciousness and the either the inability or the apathy or the ignorance of how to recognize that and go beyond it. I've suggested often that rather than undoing it by attacking it, that we create what we would prefer, what we would choose for ourselves, and
right.
take responsibility for those creations.
Yes.
And if they adhere with universal law, they cannot fail. It's our ignorance of universal law and our ignorance of the very essence of who we are and how we were created.
Well said. Very well said. That's why I've stuck with trying to continue to promote the concepts of reversing things, because there's so many things that if we don't start reversing even fuel, if we don't start reversing this and finding something that we can call our own, we, in fact, are going to be faced one day with not having fuel to do anything. Well, then it just cascades and gets worse from there. But if you have a point where you, in fact, can proclaim that you're dependent on yourself and yourself only, then you don't need to go asking the government for anything, and that's the best thing that could possibly happen. You ask them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they won't tell you the truth.
Well, see, if you look at sore spots or problem spots that we have on this planet, people say in terms of our political leaders, well, vote them out of office. Well, they've got that covered, because
sure.
what they've done is they've taken an Israeli company and allowed them to manufacture the voting machines and the software that run them, that they can fix the vote. What was wrong with ballots? Well, when we had Baby Bush come into the political foray, he was already a made man before that, and they had to make it look good, so they came up with this concept of hanging chads. Well, hanging chads are to political elections as to what swamp gas is to the UFO community. And in other words, using their game and their process is not the solution. Yet the answers lie within the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the original.
Right.
That has not been repealed.
Right. And voting machines, in fact, are all made with that thing that somebody called fuzzy logic. Wait a minute. You're gonna have more than one person running, and you're going to use fuzzy logic in its determination or its demonstration of who won, either A or B or C or D. But they're using this aberrant programs, in fact, to rig the elections, which is exactly what that is, the same way that they were rigged over in Afghanistan. Whatever happened to the purple ink days? If you voted, well, you got purple ink. Well, that's just to show that you can't vote twice. I don't know. Maybe they need to bring something like that over here. You know, put purple ink on it if you voted for this person, and put green ink on it if you voted for that one. Now, just when they start counting, that's who
yeah,
won.
You have to monitor the count, and you have to monitor the tally, and you have to monitor the person that communicates the tally. I mean, you know, it's corrupt at every level. Then we have these same Israeli companies like Wackenhut guarding our nuclear power plants, our prisons, the secret underground bases, the federal lands that belong to the people of this country by birthright. And you have all of these hypocritical dichotomies that exist because of what? Corruption.
Right.
So how are we going to, I mean, we have to eliminate the corruption, number one. And I think that's where the truth comes in. You know, those of us that study these issues, research them, and communicate this, whether in writing or by word, like we do on these broadcasts, have an obligation to tell the truth. And people are seeing the truth in what we're saying, and the truth in what we're writing. They may not get it in the beginning, because they've been conditioned sort of like Pavlov's dog to respond to an external stimulus.
Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, things start leaking out, and then they're starting to leak out.
Oh, yeah. We're becoming extremely aware of the fact that this is a planet controlled by frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have allowed the ones that are putting out the frequencies to put out the detrimental frequencies to our very existence. And it's time that we start putting out our own frequencies.
Right, and that's going to be a completely different tune, in my opinion. It will be the tune of tranquility, not progress.
Yeah.
How long have we danced to the tune of progress? Another manufactured, incitable thing that was implanted in us, trained, get a job, go to school, get a job, make all the money you can, make all the, it's all about the money, about all the, so I heard somebody tonight say, well, instead of Reaganomics and trickle down, we now have trickle jobs. You know, we don't have any jobs coming from anywhere except these few whom in the government lied about all that. I've not even really paid attention, but wow, my goodness. But it's like, oh, well, you know, what are we supposed to do? It's like, oh, it doesn't make any difference. Where is the outrage that I feel and you feel when you hear these things? Where is the outrage from the rest of the public? Does the rest of the public even exist anymore, Don?
Well, they sort of seem, aside from those that I know who are awake, you know, our listeners, our readership, the people that send us emails and call us up and participate in the events that have to do with this awakening that's occurring. Aside from that, everybody else seems to be pretty catatonic.
Right. Exactly. Good word. Good word. And that's about right, too. They are so embedded in that matrix. And I've said for the longest time, the matrix is a vacuum. You can't escape it unless you do something radical. Having a change of heart is radical, by the way. For that group, that bunch, and you have to step out of it, and it's not going to be easy, but you can do that. That's the only message I try to convey to people is you can do that. You've got that choice. Not going to be simple, but it just all depends on what you're looking for. Are you doing this for the greed and the shiny things? Are you going to be doing it for your very life, your child's life, your grandchild's life, your parents, whatever it might be? Is there any love that you, in fact, could step away from that and stop doing what you're doing? Stop, in fact, developing Ms. Academia? Quit developing weapons for these people? Quit researching things? I mean, how many microbiologists did they kill off after they paid to essentially to put them through school? It is the purest form of insanity that I can imagine, and what you said is about the Israelis a moment ago is extremely accurate, Don. It's very accurate because of all the interweavings of all these things. Does that make them the big old bad wolf? Well, it could.
Well, I'm not speaking about the people that inhabit, the regular people that inhabit Israel, but what I'm speaking about is this faction of Zionists that have infiltrated every aspect of societies around the world.
Right.
And their history has always been one of masquerading, pretending that they're someone else other than who they really are, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Only an evil intent, a malintent based purpose of existence would operate under those conditions. What is wrong with people knowing the truth about things? Well, if they find out the truth about why wars exist, why they happen, and how ruthless these people are in terms of accumulating fortunes for themselves, as if that somehow gives them this worthy power. Somehow this is, in a perverted sense, to be interpreted as sacred, that power is godly. And yet the creations of the Creator himself don't operate under those circumstances whatsoever.
Right.
They say survival of the fittest. They come up with these terms to describe this. No, survival of creation. Creation was intended to keep on existing, not to be destroyed. And that's what we're experiencing here. So it's right before us. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Mike, if you're familiar with Jiddu Krishnamurti, if you've ever heard him speak or heard about...
I don't believe I have.
Well, he passed away a few years ago. He spent about 75 years of his life traveling around the world. He came to the United States and did a series of interviews, which are recorded on video. In fact, I'm considering posting these on my website. I got permission and permission from the Krishnamurti Foundation to do that. He devoted his life to solving man's problems, to understanding what's at the core. Now, he doesn't go into some of the discussions that we go into, but certainly he had a way of communicating to audiences of all types and all sizes and all backgrounds. His message wasn't one of religion. It wasn't one of education. It wasn't one of politics. It wasn't one of technology. It was simply one of consciousness. And he spoke about where the consciousness lies in the individual and how the individual can tap into the universal consciousness. And he started right where we are and said that people have to take responsibility for their lives, that life is a series of choices. And you make those choices, and you make a choice which is, there's really no right or wrong, per se, but what you're doing is you're making a choice that may benefit you, or you make a choice that may harm you, okay? Right and wrong is a judgment, and judgment is one of the major illusions. That's how this planet is devised, and the system is devised in this system that we are punished if we don't play the game by the rules, because the rules are intended to benefit those that make them, not the whole
right.
of society.
Gladiator wins.
Yeah, we're lied to about this, but he has had a very interesting way of describing and actually showing how you bring people together, agreeing to disagree, but working through the problem, always taking personal responsibility first, and then taking collective responsibility. It's difficult to take 100 people who are not willing to take personal responsibility for the creations in their life and talk about fixing the results of those creations. So you understand?
Yeah, I do. How can they, in fact, fix something that they don't take responsibility for to begin with?
Yes, and I watched a few interviews and workshops that he did. They're almost like clinics with a group of people in the room. Everyone was allowed to speak. They took turns, and he was attacked for what he was saying, and he was very patient and very tolerant of these attacks, and he put all these people in their place, really. Because when you hear the truth come out of someone like that in a consistent and prolonged basis, you can't argue the fact that he's actually presenting solutions. And all we have to do is begin implementing these solutions. It's not about somebody coming out of the clouds saving us or in a ship or from underneath the ground. And in fact, it's not going to come from there at all. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. That's not what's going to come out of the pits of hell. And I use that metaphorically. I recommend that to any of the listeners. And I should probably start posting those videos to my website, because they're very interesting and inspiring talks.
Aren't we doing... practicing, in fact, what this man was teaching?
Absolutely, yes.
To bring, and a voice of some moderation without being too radical or too rogue, just presenting some things that we didn't invent these things, that these concepts, that these things that have came about. Pick a topic. We didn't create those situations. But we looked at them in completely different perspective, out of the matrix trained pathway of response or no response. We took responsibility for developing a solution to those things, and I even said arrest them all and throw them somewhere on an island by themselves. As far as I'm concerned, that would be justice in that part, because I wouldn't put them to a death, because I'm not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to kill. I didn't say that. God did.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And you don't have to kill.
Well,
humans.
He points out these very same, ideas, we'll say, that you just presented, and he does it in a way that that really you have to consider what he's saying. He says the moment one questions the status quo, you've already stepped outside the box, and now the process of developing consciousness can occur. As long as you're within the matrix, and it would be like talking about health. And you tell someone, look, if you eat fruits and you eat vegetables and you eat these types and here's how you prepare them and modify your diet and stay away from these kinds of foods, then the person says, well, okay, I have to talk to my doctor and see what he says. or I have to pray to Jesus and see what Jesus tells me to do. You see, they're still operating inside the box, expecting someone else to solve the problem for them instead of them taking responsibility themselves.
Exactly.
That's the point I'm making. And that's,
it's their trained response.
Yes. So so you hadn't heard of him yet. I think you would really enjoy listening to him speak.
Sure.
I certainly did. And I have a collection of 25 interviews that I really, I'm going to try to make the time to get those posted so people can watch them and listen to them at their leisure. They're very inspiring, and I can tell you this man actually devoted his whole life. He lived to be older than 75 years, but 75 years of his life were devoted to a singular mission of leading men or mankind to consciousness, I should say. I don't mean just the men, the women too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, he's not an individual to follow as a cult leader or something like that. When you hear the truth that came out of his mouth, when you hear him speak, it resonates with you because you begin to remember those things that have been suppressed from our consciousness, because we come here with much more knowledge than we're allowed to exercise. You know, in our day-to-day existence. We're not permitted to think certain types of thoughts or say certain kinds of things. And they're in the process now, out of fear of this awakening that's occurring, really not just here, all over the universe this is occurring. It's a regular cycle. They're very fearful of that because it's sort of like getting caught with your pants down, isn't it?
Mm. Or if you're a snake, it's like molting.
Yeah, and not having a rock to hide under.
You're right. You could be naked and bare. Well, we're all going to be there one day. We're all going to stand in that spot one day. I just keep saying the same thing. You do too. And that's all. And I'm certain this gentleman that you just spoke of here a moment ago, he probably done the same thing. He, in fact, was confident in what he was telling people because consciously he would always tell them the same thing and they would gain confidence in him because he would never change his story. He would never do something or say something that was predictably off key or off here or off there, no matter who this person is. You've got to, in fact, establish a point of order in consciousness, and then you have to work from that point. It's not going to be easy. But if we just, in fact, tell people, whatever you're doing, just, that's what I'll say. I can't really think of saying it any other way. Just back away from it. Just change your heart. When you, in fact, are given those operations where you're supposed to, if you're involved in a chemtrail spraying, You don't necessarily have to gravitate to finishing this mission. Well, will anybody know that? Well, eventually they will. You know, if it creates you didn't really cover the lower 40 like you guys are supposed to. You pilots are anyways. There's probably going to be, but you will not have to pay hell. That's what you'll be told. There'll be hell to pay. No, you won't be paying hell. In fact, that deposit will go directly to heaven. And I'm not a preacher either.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Mike, we're out of time, but...
My. It just goes like light speed, don't it?
Yes, it does. I want to, first of all, ask you if you'll come back and visit with us again in December.
I certainly love to.
And get into these topics some more. I'm sure we're going to have more to talk about after what...
Right.
Likely to transpire in the next week or so, 2 weeks.
Well, especially what's going on with what you've written about Fort Hood and then the Ukraine and all that. And you've got those things lit. And I'm just telling you right now, Don, you're going to see a positive affirmation from your work there. I'm telling you. You're going to see something very positive come from that. Could that appeal to change your heart also go out to the FBI, who allegedly is now investigating Fort Hood and all what transpired there? Did the gold that the Chinese, in fact, an M16, or did they find out that the pyrite, in fact, or titanium-colored gold or whatever it was that I seen that article just kind of like breezed by me this afternoon when I was looking through a bunch of stuff for something else. I didn't really read it. But is this the same thing? Is this gold, this tremendous amount of gold that ended up on a market somewhere and possibly the Chinese were the recipients of it? It's not really gold, it's something else.
Well, we know those things go on, you know. They're trying to cover the trail, so to speak. And
I'll send you that if I find it.
Yeah. Well, we alluded to that on the show. I can't even recall if you and I had discussed this. I think I brought it up at the top of the show. It may have been last night. And we had someone call in. I think it was Rodney from South Carolina called in to ask us specifically about our thoughts on this Benjamin Fulford article. And I think that occurred yesterday. I can't, to be honest with you, I've been working on so many things. The time, I'm losing track of the time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not having meaning anymore.
Well, get you a nail and pull your shirt tail out and get you a hammer and nail yourself down somewhere that you can just... be at ease and be at peace. If it's at your chair, well, hopefully you got a wood chair. But I know what you're talking about. You got to nail yourself down, and you'll try to go everywhere like we've been trying. And I'd like to say, hello, Gary. I know Gary Nelson's out there. He called in last night. He told me. I talked to him on the phone a couple times today. And he's an avid follower of all the things we talk about. And Gary's been around this whole thing with the chemtrails back to 2001. So he's been around a long time, and he's... I told him today, I said, Gary, I want you to start getting on these radio shows because you got some profound opinions about what transpires and what things happen. I said, get in touch with these people and see if you can start getting on these radio shows yourself. I said, because you've got something to say, and we need to hear it from you. But we all need to hear it, not just me. So... I'll say hello to Gary this evening. He's down in Arkansas.
Well, there's a fundamental... I'd like to close by just making this comment. There's a fundamental precept to the truth, and because we put it out, doesn't make it so until it becomes a reality for those that are listening to it. And they'll find the truth if they go out and look for it. We're not asking anyone... to believe what we say, but when it becomes part of their reality in terms of their experience, and they can know without a doubt that these things that we're talking about are real, it doesn't matter how much the government lies to us about whether or not chemtrails exist. We see them. We see the what's being sprayed in the skies. We see it firsthand. Don't insult our intelligence and tell us right. that these things aren't going on.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
We want them to halt.
Because if they swear that they're not lying, then they're ignorant, and they need to be removed for that reason.
Exactly. Yeah, let's just continue talking about the potential removal of these individuals that are embedded. That would be one way. Or maybe they could just walk away on their own. I'm certain they could get one of them other jobs that the government's talking about getting, but they just need to walk away from their weapons. They've participated in the deployment of weapons, or they've, in fact, invented them, like academia has. And all those people have got this on their hands. If it's blood, they got the blood on their hands, and there is no way of washing that off. It's also on your forehead. It's in every part of your body. It will eat you alive because that's called your consciousness. That's called your conscious. So, anyways, I look forward to being on your show, Don, and I certainly appreciate you having me on this evening.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and again, I look forward to your next visit here on Evident Footprints. So I wish you well until that moment occurs.
Well, have a good Thanksgiving, sir.
Same to you.
All right.
Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest, Dr. Mike Castle. I want to thank those out there on Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com for carrying Evident Footprints, either live or in a post-dated archive. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight. Great sound, Seth. Thanks for helping me work through that minor technical glitch. And the questions and responses that we've gotten from folks behind the scenes there, thank you for your thoughts. Special thanks to my friend Rodney as well. To you in the listening audience, I've got a great guest lined up for my show tomorrow night. And also on Friday, tomorrow night, will be former U.S. Marine Drew Raines III. Please join in and have a listen. We're going to be talking about Fort Hood for sure, and lots of things coming out in that story. I wish everyone in the listening audience a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.